This is Ozarks at Large. The price of natural gas has tanked in recent years due to a surplus supply generated by thousands of new shale gas production wells across the country, including in north central Arkansas. Now, with proposed liquefied natural gas export facilities in the works, Arkansas stands to profit once again. But as Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, not everyone is on board.
The United States has long been an importer of methane, commonly referred to as natural gas. But unconventional mining techniques to extract methane from shale basins in the Northeast, Mid-South, and West have resulted in a motherload of methane reserves. The Arkoma Formation in western Arkansas has been a conventional producer of methane for years. But in 2004, a new drilling technique, which uses water, sand, and lubricating chemicals to bore through and crack horizontal gas-rich shale deep underground in north central Arkansas, opened up the so-called Fayetteville Shale Preserves beneath Claiborne, Conway, Faulkner, Searcy, and White counties. More than 4,000 wells have been drilled, creating nearly 10,000 jobs and yielding $59 million in severance tax revenues. That's just last year. Investment in exploration and production by industry totaled $12.7 billion. Between 2008 and 2011. But due to a national glut of gas, production has slowed dramatically. That's because natural gas is selling for around $2 per 1,000 cubic feet, compared to $3 last December and nearly $11 in July of 2008, when the shale gas boom started to peak. That's the so-called wellhead price. As a consequence, gas companies like Houston-based Southwestern and subsidiaries have been reporting losses, so are shutting down operations and laying off workers. Because of the surplus, certain members of Congress are pushing to export liquefied natural gas, or methane, that's been purified, concentrated, and chilled for storage and shipping. On August 7th, a bipartisan group of 44 congressmen from Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Arkansas submitted a letter to U.S. Energy Secretary Stephen Chu requesting he speed up approval of liquefied natural gas exports. Among them was U.S. Representative Rick Crawford, Republican District 1. District 3 Representative Steve Womack was away attending the Republican National Convention in Florida at press time, and outgoing Democratic Congressman Mike Ross from District 4, who declined comment. But Arkansas Congressman Tim Griffin, whose district lies in the heart of frack country, did agree to comment via email. He said it is critical to find new markets for Arkansas-produced energy, so seeks to expedite the approval process for the export of liquefied natural gas. Griffin is referring to the U.S. Department of Energy, which is currently researching the macroeconomic impacts of proposed U.S. natural gas exports on the U.S. economy. The study will help the department in reviewing pending applications, but legislators would like the Department of Energy to set up a firm timeline now. Increased liquefied natural gas production will likely boost the production of compressed natural gas, or CNG, fuel supplies nationwide. But Uvalde Lindsay, Democratic State Representative for District 88, Fayetteville, in part of Washington County, has strong reservations about exporting valuable Arkansas resources overseas.
If we export Arkansas's natural gas, a finite resource, obviously, that sooner or later the Fayetteville Shale will be depleted, and we sell it to foreign countries, it seems we sort of deprive ourselves of that valuable resource. So I've got to try to balance in my mind the need to increase the consumption of natural gas as opposed to some other sources of energy. And CNG for domestic consumption, automobiles and trucks and that sort of thing makes good sense to me, I think, because you're benefiting, you're building America's fossil fuel alternative, if you will. And now I think that helps us directly by building the domestic fuel supply as opposed to trading in liquid natural gas in the export market. Keep in mind, too, that there is a lot of gas all over the world, and there are a lot of, particularly in the Middle East, and there are a lot of liquid natural gas, LNG, facilities being built in the Middle East. I'm afraid that we may be butting into or getting into a market that may be difficult for us to compete in long term.
In 2011, the U.S. Department of Energy estimated the Fayetteville Shale Formation held as much as 32 trillion cubic feet of natural gas. Nationwide, the Energy Information Administration estimated we had 827 trillion cubic feet of gas. But earlier this year, it cut that figure by 40%. Plus, the Department of Energy says that estimating the technically recoverable natural gas, that's the stuff that they can get out of the ground in the United States, is an evolving process. Again, Arkansas State Representative Uvalde Lindsay.
And I think we need to be very, very careful about where we go with this and make sure that we have a holistic, if you will, a wide-ranging alternative energy package that that our nation looks at every particular alternative energy source, whether it's wind or solar or anything else, in relation to the mix and the cost and how we could benefit the energy markets and the energy system within the domestic economy within America to take care of Americans.
From 2008 until 2011, more than $1.2 billion of mineral leases and royalty payments were issued by gas companies to owners across the state. Because of the gas glut, though, mineral leaseholders have also seen their income decline this year. Kelly Robbins is director of Arkansas Independent Producers and Royalty Owners. In an email for this story, he stated that expanding markets for harvested natural gas is a logical next business step. The U.S. Energy Information Agency predicts that by 2016, our natural gas supply could exceed demand. In mid-2006, we had 5 operating liquefied natural gas import terminals in North America, and the U.S. was poised to construct at least 4 dozen more. Today, we have 1 natural gas liquefaction export facility in Alaska, a new one authorized in Louisiana along the Gulf Coast, and another planned on the Chesapeake Bay off the Marcellus Shale play, which will surely meet resistance. Among those in opposition stand the Sierra Club. It says building and operating a massive new liquefied gas export infrastructure, including thousands of miles of pipeline, will inevitably place communities at risk for increased air and water pollution. Plus, it says, the U.S. State Department needs to carefully assess if exporting gas to places like China serve the public interest. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.